Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we have a pretty extraordinary story to tell you next. Imagine shutting down internet access to 27 million people. That's exactly what happened in the northern Indian state of Punjab during the week as police continued their search for Sikh separatist leader Amritpal Singh. 30-year-old Singh is the leader of the Khalistan movement that wants to establish a separate Sikh homeland. To talk us through this extraordinary story, I'm joined on the line by Rahul Bedi, a contributor to the Irish Times in Delhi. Good morning, Rahul. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about this wanted man, Amritpal Singh, and why he's on the run.
Well, Amritpal emerged on the scene about just under a year ago, sometime in last August. He grew up in Punjab and then left Punjab for Dubai, where his family had a transport business. And then he re-emerged in India about August last year, July or August. And he launched a local movement for a separate state of Khalistan, which is a separate Sikh state. And using social media very cleverly, he propagated his movement. And about 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks ago, he and his supporters, carrying dangerous weapons and automatic weapons, stormed a police station which had arrested one of his followers. And the police buckled in and gave in to the separatists and released this man. And then 3 weeks hence, they decided to capture him. But so far, he's eluded them.
He's eluded them. And you're from Punjab yourself, I know, and it's the heart of India's Sikh community. You've been following this story closely since you were a young journalist. Can you explain what the Khalistan movement is about?
Well, the Khalistan movement erupted in Punjab in the late 70s and early 80s. There was a similar preacher called Jarnail Singh Bhindranwale, and he launched an armed movement for a separate state, which eventually ended up inside the Golden Temple, which is Sikhism's holiest shrine. And hundreds of these armed Sikhs barricaded themselves inside the Golden Temple in June of 1984. And the Indian state sent in the army, which led to a huge battle for almost 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And about 80, 85 soldiers were killed, and several hundreds of the militants, and there were in fact some pilgrims inside the Golden Temple that were killed. A few months later, this led to the assassination of Mrs. Gandhi, the Prime Minister, for this attack on the Golden Temple. She was shot dead by her Sikh bodyguards. And ever since, there's been a lot of disaffection amongst the Sikhs, and the militant movement took about almost 20 years to quell.
Yes, and then we come to last Saturday when Singh, as you explained to us, was declared a fugitive. But tell me a little bit about the car chase that he was involved in and what's been happening since.
Well, the car chase started about 5 or 6 days ago. He fled for some inexplicable reason, which is very complicated, and it's to do with the Punjab and Indian politics. The police took no action after he stormed the police station. And then 3 weeks later, they decided to take action. Then he fled in a Mercedes. And then from the Mercedes, he switched cars and went in another locally made car. Then he jumped onto a motorcycle. And then from the motorcycle, he jumped onto a sort of a powered go-kart and disappeared. So nobody really knows where he is.
And he's been changing his appearance, I understand.
Well, he was when he left for Dubai, he shaved his hair and did away with his turban. When he came back as a sort of a self-styled preacher, he came back with his turban and went through all the motions of being a Sikh all over again. And when he was on the run, he again divested himself of his turban and made his escape.
And there were some dramatic scenes of his supporters who've been protesting in Punjab, and then the authorities, as a response, cut off the internet.
Well, the internet, the internet parts of Punjab have, the internet has been revived, but cell phones are still in the areas where he's supposed to have his influence. Cell phones and internet are still suspended, and I think they will remain suspended for at least till well into the coming week. Because he's very adept, he and his followers are very adept at using social media. So this is one avenue that the state wants to close.
And where do they believe he might be?
It's anybody's guess. I mean, there are a lot of conspiracy theories. There are also some of the political parties in Punjab are saying that he is an agent who has been sponsored by the federal government, because the federal government is from a different party. The party in Punjab is a different political party. So there's all kinds of rumors and all kinds of conspiracy theories flying around, but nobody really knows where he is.
But is all of this causing a lot of unrest and disharmony?
Well, it's causing a lot of unrest and disharmony overseas, because the Sikh diaspora, which is economically and now politically very strong in countries like the UK, Canada, the US, and even Australia, they've been a series of demonstrations. And in fact, it led to a nasty spat between the UK and India, because there was an attack on the Indian embassy in London. And the Indian government claimed that the British government had not provided adequate security. So they, in turn, in fact, just yesterday, they removed the security around the British embassy in Delhi. And that got the London authorities and the Metropolitan Police very excited, and they threw a huge security cordon around the Indian embassy in London. So it's causing a fair amount of unpleasantness between India and all these other countries.
Rahul, thank you very much for your time. Rahul Bedi there, who is contributor to the Irish Times and is based in Delhi. We're still watching the Court of Appeal. We are expecting some news to emerge on the Graham Dwyer case. We'll bring that to you when we have it. But next, The Gathering will take a closer look at the stories that have made the headlines this week.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.